This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Birmingham City Schools have experienced segregation, desegregation, white flight, and dwindling enrollment over the past 50 years. That past, though, offers lessons for how to improve the system today. So says Birmingham Schools graduate and UAB professor Tondra Loder-Jackson. In advance of WBHM's Issues and Ails Forum Thursday on the future of education in Alabama, the Southern Education Desk's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart spoke with Loder-Jackson.
I have to think about this topic from two standpoints. One being a child who grew up in Birmingham, but then also as a researcher. Being from the city, having strong family ties and friendships here, it means I have an affinity to Birmingham. But as a researcher, I also do have to step back and be willing to critique.
What is it that Birmingham has gained in its past that can help propel it toward a stronger education foundation in the future?
We know that Birmingham has a strong history of civic capacity, and the focus has been on the 1950s and 1960s phase of the civil rights movement. But when it comes to education, I think one aspect of the story that's probably been lost on a lot of us is the role that citizens played, that families played in transforming the school system. People like Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth, the Armstrong family, and the other families that desegregated Ramsey, West End, the teachers who supported them, they really show me that we have a long history of having your common citizen really get involved in democratic issues in this city.
So what do we learn from that era that can help the school system of today?
Coalitions that we build around public education are going to be different, those coalitions are going to cut across racial, ethnic, socioeconomic, geographic lines. We've seen a couple of bright spots, I think, in this regard. One example is the Yes We Can Birmingham school reform movement back in 2007. That brought together black, white, Latino residents from other economic backgrounds, brought together people who live in the Birmingham city limits and live in the suburbs, and engage them in meaningful conversations about how to transform the Birmingham city schools. We also, if you look to our neighbor, Hoover City Schools, we've seen some interesting protests there, particularly related to proposed school bus cuts. But what you saw, I think, was a somewhat diverse group, racially, ethnically, economically diverse group of parents, families, residents who came together to oppose that. Those are the kind of coalitions that we will see, and that's different from the traditional black-white coalitions that we saw during the civil rights movement.
We know that change will come in the future for the system. What can the school system do, if anything, to prepare for changing demographics?
It's most important that schools do right by the students who are there, irrespective of their identity. People want to see excellence, and that can occur in Birmingham City Schools. I believe if we make the system excellent for the students who are currently there, that could be a magnet for those who do desire diversity.
That's UAB education professor Tondra Loder-Jackson speaking with the Southern Education Desk's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart. You can join WBHM and the Southern Education Desk Thursday evening at Workplay for our next Issues and Ails Forum. We'll be discussing the future of education in Alabama.